Welcome back to Finding God's Grace. Well, next Wednesday, February 18th, is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. And a year or so ago, I did a podcast called There's Power in Those Ashes. Let's give a listen to it now. A few years ago, on Ash Wednesday, I attended a noon mass at a downtown church near our local university's campus. As I sat down, a small group of students sat in a row with me. We smiled, and as Mass began, I could tell that they were there for the first time. I helped the young girl next to me find the opening hymn and the readings for Mass, and she did the same down the row as everyone nodded to me their thanks. As I looked around the church, I could tell that they weren't the only non-Catholics at Mass today. When the time arrived to distribute the ashes, I stood and they followed me down the aisle to the distributor in our section. Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return. The words spoken, and each student received their ashes. They made their way back to the pew and Mass continued. And at the conclusion of Mass, I had the opportunity to speak with each of them. Are you Catholic? I asked the first young lady. No, she replied, I'm a non-denominational Christian. Of the four students, only one was a marginal Catholic, having been baptized as an infant but raised in a family that didn't practice their faith. And the two remaining were agnostic. Well, what brought you to Mass today? I inquired. The ashes, they responded in unison. Well, what about the ashes? I asked. Well, they explained that there's just something about the concept of Lent that is very appealing to us. The dying to self, the giving up of something we take for granted, things that others might not have. The idea that for a period of time we reflect on our lives and what is our purpose in life, and that's very appealing to us. Wow, I thought, young people are always searching. Searching for some meaning to their lives, searching for the answers to life's biggest questions. And you know, if they're going to find the answers, this is a great place to start. For 40 days, we are asked to die to self, to rend our hearts, and return to the Lord, to pray, fast, and give alms. We sat in church and talked for half an hour after Mass. We discussed the great homily the celebrant gave. We talked about Lent, ashes, and what lies ahead, the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As they left the church, they thanked me, and in return, I thanked them for restoring my faith in their generation. At least these four really got the message. You know, there's power in those ashes. I'm Tony Agnese. Well, that's our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our guests, Nancy Ward on Conversion Stories. Nancy's from joyalive.net. You can check out her website anytime. And my special thanks to Phyllis Zagano. Phyllis is the author of the book Sacred Silence, Daily Meditations for Lent. So if you're looking for something a little bit different this Lenten season, Sacred Silence might be a book that can help you get through the Lenten season, the 40 days, and make yourself better prepared for Easter that is coming. And my podcast on Lent as well, There's Power in Those Ashes. And if you enjoyed that podcast, you have an opportunity to listen to all of them. They're available at tonyagnese.com. Just click on podcasts and you can get an archive of almost 60 different podcasts that we've aired so far in the past year and a month. Also, go to tonyagnese.com and you can subscribe to my blog. My blog posts every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and is emailed to your email box every Monday at 7 a.m. What a perfect way to start your week with something that'll be inspirational, something that'll get your week off to a great start. And these radio programs are now archived as well. You can go to tonyagnese.com and click on Radio tab, and the radio tab will take you to the latest show and an archive of all the shows we've done in the past. That's at tonyagnese.com. And remember, each of those, both the podcast, the blog, and the radio show, you can subscribe to. They're also available on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio as well, and by RSS feed, all from the website. Well, it's been great being with you as we get ready for Ash Wednesday next week and the beginning of Lent. We'll have a few other guests that will be joining us to discuss Lent and the season of Easter as well. We've got Dr. Marcelino D'Ambrosio joining us next week. His book is entitled 40 Days, 40 Ways. And we've got some other great Lenten observance and Lenten practices as well. This is Tony Agnese. It's been great having you with us on this edition of Finding God's Grace. We'll see you again next week. God bless you.
You've been listening to Finding God's Grace with Catholic storyteller, author, and broadcaster Tony Agnese. For more information on the program, go to findinggodsgrace.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to Tony's Monday morning inspirational blog message and his Thursday podcast, and follow Tony on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+ for more information. Join us again next time for Finding God's Grace.